was a good friend of mine.
Hello and welcome to the Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life. My name is Kyle Case and I'll be your host on this amazing journey as we attempt to help you get the most out of your life. You know, the fact of the matter is that aging is, frankly, it's a part of life. As difficult as it may be, physically, mentally, emotionally, sometimes, we're all doing it. And as many of us cross the threshold into our 60s, we're often greeted with a mix of excitement. For many of us, we're nearing retirement, which is what we've been working for, right? As well as the cliches of entering the golden years, which can be fact or fiction, depending on the situation, and maybe even depending on the day. But ultimately, your approach to each day defines your experience, not the number of candles that are on your birthday cake. So I found an article. It's called 23 Things That People Over Age 60 Should Stop Doing. And it is aimed to challenge stereotypes and encourage a lifestyle rich in health, happiness, and meaningful connections, which sounds a lot like what happens at the Huntsman World Senior Games every year in October. Now, we won't have time to go over all 23 of these items, but I wanted to share a few of those that caught my attention. But we will share the link in our show notes if you'd like to see all of them in one place. So without any further ado, here we go. If you are over the age of 60, do not, and this is a big one, do not ignore social connections. Isolation is detrimental to both mental as well as physical health, heightening risks of cognitive decline and depression. So we want to make sure that we avoid becoming reclusive, that we actively engage with friends, family, and community. Staying connected enriches your life and combats loneliness, and we want to make sure that we do that as we age. Number two, we want to make sure that we do not neglect regular health screenings. Skipping a routine health screening is like navigating without a map. Conditions such as hypertension or diabetes can silently progress, causing significant harm if undetected. So make sure you get your regular checkups. They are vital for early detection as well as management. If you are over 60, you want to not disregard moderate exercise. Abandoning physical activity accelerates decline. Exercise maintains muscle strength, flexibility, and mental acuity. So embrace those activities that you enjoy, like walking or swimming, to stay active and engaged. Or we have 33 other sports that you can choose from that will do the same thing here at the Huntsman World Senior Games. Number four, do not overindulge in alcohol. Alcohol's impact intensifies with age, which I did not realize, and its interaction with medications can be perilous, which I did realize. So if you drink, enjoy in moderation, be mindful of the narrower margin for safe consumption. Number five, you want to not consume a poor diet. Fast food and processed foods are shortcuts to health issues. You want to embrace a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins to fuel your body properly and maintain vitality. Number six, do not continue smoking. Quitting smoking at any age can significantly improve your health outcomes. The benefits of giving up tobacco are immediate and profound. So if you are a smoker, now is a good time to stop. Number seven, do not skimp on sleep. Quality sleep is foundational to health, affecting cognitive function and emotional well-being. You want to make sure that you establish a sleep schedule and a calming bedtime routine. Number seven, don't forego sun protection. Sun exposure risks don't diminish with age. We have those same risks no matter what our age is. We want to practice sun safety to protect against skin cancer as well as skin damage. And remember to cover up and don't forget that sunscreen. And last, and I'm not going to, you know, as I said, touch on all of them, but this is the last one I'm going to touch on today. And maybe it's the most important one. Do not forget to laugh. Laughter is a powerful antidote to stress and pain. You want to make sure that you cultivate joy and humor in your life to enhance your well-being. And those are just a few things that you should think about as you near or past the age of 60 that you'll want to avoid to enjoy your best life. Today's guest, Nick Cipollino, came from humble beginnings and knows the value of hard work. Nick took up sport clay shooting in 1988 following a knee injury, and he was introduced to the Huntsman World Senior Games in 2012. And at the age of 80, he secured gold in 7 shooting events in his very first games. Nick's Army service took place during the Korean War, and it fueled his competitive spirit. And he has earned around 70 gold shooting medals since then. Nick is also an ardent snow skier who engages in annual helicopter skiing. His motto is, "Don't let the old man in," and he was inducted into our Hall of Fame in 2023. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So excited that you're here, and looking forward to having a chance to visit with you for a few minutes and kind of hear some of your stories and some of your experiences. I want to start right off with shooting. You were introduced to shooting a little bit later in your life as a competitor. It sounds like you shot in the military. Obviously, you had a familiarity with arms there. But talk about how you heard about shooting for a competition.
Well, I started out by a friend of mine told me of a sporting clay range that opened up on Stratton Mountain, Vermont. I was living there.
Okay.
Well, I never shot sporting clays. I shot skeet, but never sporting clays. So I went out and I shot around at a sporting clays. Bango, I got hooked.
Didn't take long, huh?
No.
So when was that? How long ago was that?
That was 1988.
Okay. So that's been a few years ago.
Yes.
And what was your age at that time?
At that time, I was 55, 56.
Okay. So a little bit of a later start compared to maybe some of the other athletes.
Yes.
So as you said, you kind of got hooked on it. You had fun right away. You knew that maybe this was a sport for you. Did you continue to just do it recreationally, or did you find competitions where you could kind of push yourself right off the bat?
Well, I did it recreationally until there was a big tournament over on Okemo Mountain, which was 50 miles where I lived.
Okay.
And the great George Digweed was there, the world champion in all kinds of shooting. And I went there and I watched this man and I was amazed. And I said, you know, I'm going to try to be as good as him.
And I think over the years, that has come to pass.
Yes.
I love that. So you started to do the competitions. We know that when you came to the World Senior Games for the very first time, you had great success. Was that the case in your very first competition? You hit it right off the bat, or did it take a little bit of time?
It took a little bit of time. But, you know, you got to know how to hold a gun, how to swing the gun, where to look. You got to do 1,400 different things all in 1 second.
Well, and that is so true. I am absolutely not even a recreational shooter, but I have been out shooting several times, and there is a lot going on.
Yes.
And you said 1,400. I think that might be an estimation that's a little bit low.
Yes.
You got to figure that out. And as you said, the movement of the gun, keeping your eye on the targets, there's just a lot going on. So how long did it take you to kind of build up to where you're like, okay, I'm starting to win matches here?
Well, it took me a couple of years. And, you know, you stop and you start. But then as I got into it more and more, I got pretty good at it.
Yeah, I think that's I think that is true of anything that we do in life, sports certainly included, but we can't forget the importance of practice and experience.
Absolutely, and dedication. You have to dedicate yourself if you want to excel.
Yeah, and again, I think that applies in everything from relationships to sporting events, to talents like singing or playing a musical instrument. You've got to be dedicated. You've got to figure out what works for you, and then you've got to stick with it. And patience, I think, is a virtue in that case, right?
Yes. That I have very little of.
I think most of us feel that way every once in a while, for sure. But obviously, you've been able to work through that and have some incredible success in shooting. Now, I mentioned in your introduction that you were introduced and started shooting because of a knee injury. Were you competing in other sports before that, or was this just an impetus that led you down the shooting path?
No, I was competitive at skiing. I used to run the downhill race at Stratton Mountain every Thursday. And I won a few gold medals there.
Yeah, so you already had a little bit of a competitive drive, but you had a knee injury that kind of changed the trajectory of what you were doing and maybe what you were used to doing, get introduced to shooting, and then able to take it in a whole new direction.
Yes.
So speaking of skiing, sounds like you've had a lot of success in skiing, done a lot of races over your life. Talk to us a little bit about this helicopter skiing. What is that?
Well, we went up to Canada, a place called Kootenay Heli Skiing in the Cuss, British Columbia. And I never did it, but I heard about it, read about it. And we got on this helicopter, and they take us to the top of the mountain. We unload, put on our skis, and the guide goes off, and we follow the guide, not directly behind him, but in a vertical line.
Yeah.
And it's just absolutely wonderful.
Now, again, I'm also not a skier, but I do know enough to know that untracked powder is special.
Oh, it's like floating on air.
And I can only imagine that if you're being dropped off on a helicopter, you're experiencing some of that untracked powder.
Oh, yes. We never ski the same mountain twice. The helicopter takes you. He goes to the bottom. He waits for you. Picks you up, takes you to another mountain. And it's always untracked powder.
Oh, how beautiful. How beautiful. Now, I think it's worth noting, I don't think I'm giving anything away by saying, Nick, you're 92 years old now.
Yes.
Do you still helicopter ski?
No.
Okay. All right. So a little bit of a change there. But when did you start doing that recreationally and having fun with that?
With the helicopter skiing?
Yeah.
I started, I was about maybe 60. About to turn 60.
Wow. So just like this article that we talked about, when you turn 60, like life doesn't have to end.
No way.
You're just beginning in some ways. So at 60 years old, you take up helicopter skiing in the mountains of Canada. And for how long did you enjoy that as a sport?
Oh, about 10 years.
Okay. So up into your 70s.
Yes.
Wow.
In fact, the last time I went, the guide and the owner of the heliskiing said to me, Nick, you're the oldest guy ever came here skiing.
What a tremendous compliment.
Hey, yes.
And I'm sure that he enjoyed that as much as you did to be able to be a part of that.
Yes.
Now, do you ski at all anymore recreationally? It's just a little too much.
No, it's a little too much. I had a knee replacement in my right knee, and I don't want to chance it.
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense. You got to make sure you're listening to your body. You got to take care of yourself. But hey, you found something else that has really filled that gap, and you've been able to have a lot of success. One of the things that I think that's great about shooting in particular, and there are many sports that fall into this category, but it's really a lifetime sport.
Oh, yes.
This is something you can do right up until the time that you don't want to do it anymore.
Oh, yes. As long as you get out there, you're among friends, you're out in the open air, you're having a lot of fun, hopefully you're breaking a lot of targets.
That's the goal, right?
Yes.
That's the goal. You want to make sure that you're breaking them. They're not just breaking when they hit the ground, which is what happens when I go shooting. I break every target. It's not me that's breaking it. Every target gets broken. They just land on the ground. So you were introduced to the Huntsman World Senior Games in 2012. I want to talk just a little bit about that. How did you get introduced to the games?
Well, a friend, a real longtime friend of mine, Mike Costanzo, was living out here in St. George in Sun River. And he called his brother up and me, and he says, you know, they're having this Huntsman World Senior Games. Why don't you guys come out and try it?
Give it a shot, right?
So I said,
pun intended, give it a shot.
So I said to Louie was going out, and he was staying with his brother, and this friend of mine, Jim Holman, his wife was gone away on a vacation with her girlfriends for 2 weeks. So I convinced Jim to go with me, and bango, there we went.
Wow. So that was your first time in 2012. And then you had a very successful shooting meet.
Yes.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about that. You're showing up in a new place. It's a new venue. As a competitor, how do you approach that new venue, that new feel, to make sure that you're going to get the best performance that day?
Well, to me, this Utah area was an advantage because I was used to shooting in the forest with a forest background.
Yeah.
Out here, it was a desert.
Just desert.
You could see the targets so easy. So I just loved it so much.
And you, again, had a lot of success. 7 gold medals That first, was that right? Seven gold medals that first event, the first time that you were introduced to the games. That was 12 years ago, almost 13 years ago. Have you been back every year since?
Well, I live here now.
Makes it easier.
We kept coming 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, rented a condo, stayed a month and a half. Finally, I said to my sweetheart, let's buy a house out here. And we did. We bought a house on in the Green Springs area in 2018.
So you're here now, you're local, you have easy access to the World Senior Games, as well as the tremendous shooting park that is available out in the Hurricane area, out in the shooting sports park area. Talk a little bit about the mindset that it takes to be a competitor and a competitive shooter. What do you have to do to make that work for you?
Well, first of all, like I said before, you've got to be committed. Second is focus. And you have to concentrate on what you're doing. And when that target comes up, it's moving 40 miles an hour or more. And you have to focus hard on it and follow through. And like I said before, there's 40,000 things that go through your mind.
It's definitely an art. There's a skill to it, but there's definitely an element of art to it as well. And commitment and dedication and patience and perseverance and practice have got to be a piece of it as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So the World Senior Games offers a variety of different shooting options. Talk about the ones that you shoot and maybe the one that's your favorite.
Well, when I first came in 2012, I shot skeet, five stand, sporting clays, super sporting clays, trap, single trap, double trap, wobble trap, handicap trap.
You're doing it all. You're doing it all.
I did it all.
So maybe explain a little bit about what the difference are in those different events. What's the difference between trap and skeet, for example?
Okay, trap, the targets come out of one machine, one at a time. Easy.
Skeet. Easy you say.
Skeet, you have two targets, a high house and a low house, and they come across. But they're constant. They're the same targets. But when you go to sporting clays, you get a different target at every station.
You can come from every angle, any angle. You have to just be prepared.
Down, sideways, and then you got the rabbit that goes on the ground. I mean, that's what I love about sporting clays.
Very diverse. And just a different approach. Which one is your favorite one, would you say, sporting clays?
Sporting clays, yes.
Yeah, just because of the difference. Every time it's a different experience.
Yes, every target is different. Every station is different.
So you've been able to shoot competitively for quite a while, and you've probably, I'm assuming that you've been able to do some traveling with your competition. Have you ever traveled outside of the United States to compete?
No.
Just domestically?
Yes.
So tell us about one of your favorite memories at a shooting competition that you've been to.
I was up in Vermont, in Manchester, Vermont, and Orvis held a celebrity shoot. So I was there to help out and do things, but one of the fellas on General Norman Schwarzkopf's team didn't show up. So the owner of Orvis said, if you want a good shooter, go see this guy, Nick. So sure enough, I got into the team of General Schwarzkopf. We had a great time. And he asked me if I was in the service. I said, yes. I said, I fought in Korea. And he said, what was your rank? I says, private first class. And then I was a corporal. And then I was back to first class. So he said, what the heck were you doing? I says, I was fighting with these lieutenants that were getting my friends killed.
Yeah.
So I got busted.
Yeah, you got bumped down. Well, what a great experience to be able to shoot with General Norman Schwarzkopf. I'm sure that's a memory that you cherish.
I carry a picture of him on my phone.
No, oh, that's
me
great.
Me and him together.
How fun is that? Tell us another little bit, a story, if you will, about maybe your favorite Huntsman World Senior Games experience.
Well, I mean, they were all good. Every one of them. I could sit here for hours and tell you, but they were all good. I shot with one of the good, best shooters I think in the Huntsman Games is Rich Gillette and his wife Tammy Gillette.
Yeah.
And the both of them. You talk about a woman shooter. Ooh, she is great.
Good shooters, yeah. Both of them. We know that. Yeah. We're aware of the Gillette family, so awesome. I want to shift gears just a little bit, and we're running a little short on time, but I think this is important. There, we talked about aging. We talked about how important it is to avoid certain things. You want to make sure that you're doing certain things, but sometimes curveballs are thrown our way. You experienced 3 strokes in a year's period. Talk a little bit about recovery from that and whether that's affected your shooting.
Well, they were minor strokes, thank God. And it did affect my reflexes a little, but no other effects. I had all my facilities, no problem. It just, my reflexes, I noticed, were off. But I kept at it, and now I'm no problem.
So you feel like through the dedication that you've talked about a couple of times, that drive to continue to practice, you feel like you don't have any real long-lasting effects from that?
None at all.
Awesome. Well, I think that's a blessing for sure.
Yes.
But it's also a compliment to your dedication and the hard work that you've put into it. And here you are at 92 years old, still able to shoot at a gold medal level. So how many medals have you won over the years, do you think?
Well, now I'm up to about 75. Just last week, I shot in the Purgatory Clay Challenge. I came in first in Super Sporting and second in the main event.
Wow, that's amazing. And that's not an age group competition.
No,
that's just an open competition.
No. You got to shoot in your class.
Wow. Well, congratulations on your recent success.
Thank you.
We've got about 30 seconds or so, maybe a minute. What advice do you have for people? You've been around for 92 years. You've seen some great things. What would you share with people on how they can just live their very best life?
First of all, my father told me when I was young, everything in moderation. And that included drinking, recreation, and women.
Well, everything, right? I mean, that includes work, that includes everything. You can overdo anything, right?
Yes.
So I think that's great advice. Everything in moderation. Anything else?
Well, that's about it. I eat well. I take care of myself. I exercise. I exercise and I shoot twice a week practice.
So there's that practice that we talked about and how important that is to being successful. And, we didn't really get a chance to dig into it, but there's also the social aspect of this sport. I'm sure you've been able to make friends that you've just taken with you throughout your life.
Unbelievable. The people that you meet at these games, they're all the same mindset as you. They're all competitive, but they're the nicest people you want to meet.
Yeah. We see that across the board.
There isn't a person in the whole gun club there that doesn't come up to me, "Hey, Nick, how you doing? How you feel?" Half of them, I don't know their name.
The name's important, but it's not as important as the way that they make you feel. And then you do the same thing, just right back.
Yes.
The way that you make them feel, I know, goes a long ways as well. Nick, thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks for your example of active aging and longevity. And we wish you the very best, especially in this upcoming Huntsman World Senior Games in October.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
All right. So just to wrap us up here really quickly, a couple of quick reminders. Individual athlete registration is indeed open. We flipped the switch at midnight as the calendar switched to March 1st, and immediately hundreds of registrations rushed in. In fact, just a couple of weeks into registration, we're nearing 2,500 athletes. So we're excited about that and looking forward to that continuing. Many of our sports do fill up very quickly. In fact, bowling is already closed, but everything else is still open, even pickleball. So don't delay. Get yourself registered quickly for the 2024 Huntsman World Senior Games. Everything you need to know is available at seniorgames.net on the website there. Next week, Heather and Jason Renoa will be joining us for the Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life. They are the mountain biking and triathlon directors for the Huntsman World Senior Games, and we look forward to their sharing some of their favorite experiences with us about the games and about riding bikes and mountain biking and cycling in general. Remember to tune in live next and every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Time on AM 1450 or FM 93.1 for the Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life. We take this live show and turn it into a podcast, and you can subscribe anywhere that podcasts are found. If you are listening by podcast, take a moment and give us a rating or write us a quick review. That really helps us spread the word. You can also find this and previous shows right on our website at seniorgames.net. So check that out. Today's inspirational thought comes from American television producer and screenwriter Shonda Rhimes, and she says, "You can waste your lives drawing lines, or you can live your life crossing them." Until next Thursday, stay active.